Genesis chapter 45 through 50. A happy reunion. The brothers returned to Canaan with many gifts and extra wagons from Egypt to bring back all of their belongings. Full of joy, they told their father Jacob,
"Your son Joseph is alive. He's become governor of all of Egypt."
Jacob was shocked. For a long time, he was stunned into silence.
"Joseph?"
he said. Surely Joseph was dead, long dead. He looked at them as if they were tormenting him with the idea.
"My boy Joseph?"
He shook his head. It was impossible. He did not trust them.
"It's true,"
said Benjamin.
"Joseph is alive?"
asked Jacob in unbelief. Jacob walked outside and saw the procession of carts, and he opened the gifts from Joseph, and he began to tremble.
"It's true! It's true! He's alive! And I will see him before I die."
So Jacob and all of his household went down to Egypt. When Joseph saw his father Jacob, he ran to him and clung to him for a long time. Jacob kept shaking his head and trying to speak, but no words would come out. Then he held Joseph in front of him and stared at him as if it were all a dream.
"It's you! It's you!"
And Jacob wept. There was no parting them. They stayed together for many hours. They walked together and talked about all that had happened over the many years of pain and sorrow.
"Now I am ready to die in peace, because I have seen for myself that you are alive."
With the permission of Pharaoh, Joseph gave homes to all his brothers and lands for their flocks. They all lived there in the land of Goshen and survived the famine years, which Joseph had foretold. Jacob made Joseph promise that when he died, he would bury him in the land of Canaan, in the place where God had promised that he would make Jacob's descendants into a great nation. Then he blessed Joseph's sons, and he blessed Joseph, and he blessed all his brothers, and soon afterwards, he died. Joseph kept his promise to his father, and he took the body of Jacob back to Canaan, where he buried him with great sorrow. Joseph himself lived in Egypt until he was 110 years old. Then he gathered his family around him, and he told them their descendants would one day have trouble in Egypt, but God would come to their rescue, just as he had come to Joseph's rescue when he was in deep distress.
"When all of the descendants of Jacob, the children of Israel, leave Egypt, you must take my bones with you and bury them alongside my forefathers, Jacob, Isaac, and Abraham, in the land that God has given to us."
Joseph had been through many things in his life. He had known happiness and sadness. He had known terrible disasters and tragedy, and peace and blessing. Through all of these times, good and bad, God had been with him through it off.